Well, we'll have a little check-in again after we go through this rather short list. First, an announcement. I don't know all the details, but I know that KC8SDL, Rob, was in the hospital last week. That's the reason he hasn't been on the radio, but I know no details and haven't heard any. So maybe we ought to keep him in our prayers. Let's get started here. NAERL, Dave, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Dave. I do have a little information on Rob. I did talk to him. He wanted everybody to know that he's had some few obstacles, but he is now at McLaren West in rehab and doing okay. He sounded good on the phone, but yeah, I'm sure keep him in your prayers. But he is on the way back. Been working a little bit on the CQ Worldwide. Spent most of my time, I didn't get a lot of time, on 10 meters. 10 meters was open pretty well, mostly into Europe when I got on earlier today, and then down towards South America later on today. But spent all my, well, I was on 20 for a little bit, but enjoyable. Always trying to add a few more entities on 10 meters. That's kind of tough, but you know, 10 meters is not going to be open forever, so I'm trying to get what I can. Other than that, had a good weekend. Spent some time with the XYL, just the two of us, which is sometimes hard to do with grandkids and everything else going on, but so far, a good weekend. Looks like it's going to warm up a day or two this week. Been a great Indian summer. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, thanks for the info, Dave. You know, we'll keep them in our prayers. I know 10 meter was wide open for me the other day. I believe it was Thursday. And it was impressive, but most of my time this last week has spent, grass season is done, leaf season's in. So we're one tree less in the yard, but still banging out some heavy amounts of leaves. Next up, KC8 VOA, Rick, good evening. Stand by, Ron.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for taking that. Besides keeping KC at SDL in your prayers, would you keep my wife in your prayers? Recently, I had to take her to the hospital last night, and she's struggling a little bit right now, and hopefully she's getting on the mend and getting better. Yes, it is leaf season. I've got a whole bunch of trash cans as soon as this net's done to get out to the curb and get them out there, and I'll be filling those trash cans right back up. That's how many leaves are down now. So the leaves are definitely falling. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KC8VOA, back to KE8PCQ.
Definitely keep a prayer line going, Rick. Yeah, hope she's doing well. And the leaves, yeah, that's impressive. KC8YVF, Ron, good evening. Stand by, Bob.
Well, thanks, Dave, for doing the net. Sorry, Rick, to hear about your wife being in the hospital forever there, too. Yeah, it seems that kind of season. I've got a couple other friends that have been in and out of the hospital in the last week or two as well, so I got to try and keep everybody healthy as best as possible. Weekend, yeah, CQ Worldwide. I just happened to notice that I came down before the 5 o'clock net, the state net, and turned the HF on, and heard quite a bit of activity just on 20 meters, and then I looked at the ARRL calendar and noticed there was a contest going on. So I did make a couple of contacts, one to Canada, one to Italy, and that was about it. All I had time for. It's been a busy weekend yesterday. Again, lots of chores doing around the house, all sorts of things that I got to get done before that white stuff flies, and I'm running out of time here. Had a MICON meeting yesterday with the National Weather Service. Wasn't well attended. I was quite surprised. I think I counted maybe 16 people. There was like 7 or 8 people online, which I did the online meeting. And usually down at White Lake, it's standing room only, and there was maybe 6 or 7 people down at White Lake, and that was it. So usually the meeting goes about 1.5 to 2 hours, and we were done in basically 40 minutes. So with the National Weather Service part of it, just a light recap of the summer and that was about it, some of the summer storms and that we had. Hopefully they send out the PowerPoint for it, because we got a new coordinator, Rich Pullman, who had been our liaison for the Weather Service, boy, for the last 15 plus years, is now basically the head meteorologist at the Weather Service down there in White Lake. So we have a new lady that is taking his place that did the meeting and that. So had that in the morning, and then I had outside to do lots of chores again. Again, more chores than I've got hours for. Let me break. And today was back at it again. Last night we also had to leave about 3 o'clock. My daughter had a Halloween party down at her house, so we went down to help them finish setting up, and we stayed till about 9:30 or so. And then both of us had it. By the time we drove home, we had a glass of water and hat and our meds for the night, and off the bed we went. So I didn't wake up till 6:30 this morning when one of the pets got us up. But so today was out cleaning out both of the back shed and the back garage to get all of the patio furniture, all the summer stuff put away for the winter. Got all of that done. I got my leaves raked up that I have out there. Again, the leaves, I've got a vacuum blower device, so I vacuum up all of the leaves that shreds them and puts them into the bags, and those will go as mulch into the garden. So I got about 3 bags of leaves right now that'll go into the garden. Next week we'll be cleaning out the garden, get the leaves down, the fertilizer, the fall fertilizer, and over the winter stuff, and then get everything tilled up. So that's next week's plan. So the leaves keep coming. Luckily, I got rid of the 2 trees on the side. I don't have any problem there. I only have the 1 tree in the front anymore. So that's a whole lot better than I had. Back to you, Dave. Thanks for doing it at KCAYBF.
Well, thanks, Ron, but if you got neighbors, you got leaves. That's just the way it looks over here. And I think a lot of what we're doing right now, you know, November's next week, I think it's just the season this time was so nice for so long. There are boats still in the water that haven't been pulled out. They're going nuts, and just, you know, we cut lawn up to last week, and I think the whole thing has been that way. Next up, NAKPR, Bob, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, that's what I was doing today, too, leaves. I've only done 1 pass in the yard so far prior to this, so we're supposed to be getting some wind, 40-mile-an-hour winds, so that should shake some of the leaves out of the tree. And plus we're getting some warm weather on Tuesday and Wednesday in the 70s, possibly 80 degrees. I'll take it. I love that stuff. And what else has been going on? Yeah, as far as leaves go, normally I live out in the country, and normally most years I can just dump my leaves out in the farmer's field, you know, and he plows them under in the spring. But for the last 6 years I've had a hay field behind my house, so I got to deal with it different ways. So I just can't throw them in the garden because I don't have a pickup around here, and I don't have I just can't throw them in the garden because in the springtime it's when I rototill the garden, it's just I got to rototill about 10 times to drain the leaves mixed in with the dirt. So I got to run them through a chipper shredder, trying a Troy Troy Belt shredder, and I just run it through that and spread it in the garden, and that works a lot better. That works a whole lot better. It makes it a lot finer, so easier to deal with in the spring. Hopefully next year's the last year he has a hay field behind me. I can start dumping that in the field. But until then, that's what I got to do with it. Back to next draw, NAKPR.
Well, I've got a bagger lawn boy that has been around for like 17 years, and I keep it in top condition so that I can mulch the leaves and pick them up, put them in bags. That works pretty good. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDAPAZ, Minnie.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.